year and a half, mm-hmm. and work around, come home about every 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And taking and left from there, and after, and 39, I went to work with Cecil Sears and them, went all in Alabama, ever on his hill, putting up these power lines. All come home, my God, and somebody stole a bunch of peanuts over there, and they said it was a truck like mine. And you know, they take the one ahead and give me from 3 to 5 years, and I was just as innocent as you is. I got, but I went ahead and made 6 months.
Where at?
Down here at Cairo. And I had from 3 to 5, I made 6 months. No man, Clarence Sutton at Fort Gaines, he taken and got around and pushed the whole thing up and found out it wasn't us but a bunch of bull to make us leave that place over there. But probably had Barn for title on it. Mm-hmm. And Sheriff Taylor and old man, we had 400 acres, more or less.
Yeah.
And then I cut all the other timber, and they wanted to cut that. And you know, they wouldn't sign. They know the one, Taylor was ahead of all of us. They know the one nothing to it start with. They put them niggas up, I got to say that I had the peanuts off of them. And me went out in Union Springs, Alabama. I come home every 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I got that Sunday, I take and come home that Sunday morning, and I left over there about 2 o'clock. And my old truck was down at Fort Yen down there, and I take and Cecil and Tynes had brought me by, my sister's daughter.
Yeah.
Brought me by down there, and I cranked my old truck up. Had to get a battery put in it. Come on to the house, and I got, as soon as I got to the house, the law was out there and locked me up. And I wasn't even in Coleman. That's where the truck went.
Yeah.
Later on, I found out who done it. J.B. Addison and them done it. They hauled them, my God, and they put it off on me. And Sheriff Taylor paid them to go ahead and do it, where it took me away from there, and no lady with 3 children, and Papa, my God, they wouldn't have no way to live. His little $7 pension check wasn't going to take care of him. My God, and they carried me down there, and old man taking and Talmadge went in there, and they put up 117, went up for parole, and on probation charges. I got, and we cut the wires up the old jambo ding, and fast had a little old radio there, and there 17 out of 117, and I was a second now. And I stayed there 30 days, Taylor wouldn't sign it. I got man Clarence Sutton finally went up there, I got, and he got a hold to him good fashion, and he signed it. When Papa went down there, my brother Abner, one that died over yonder when he come back from Texas,
yeah,
he taken truck, went over there and moved the bed. I got, they tore the house down the next day and burnt the barn down. I got, went to cut the timber, and they let me out down there then.
Huh.
And I moved over that barn in Phillips's. I went to Tell County from Mac Clarence's, worked there a year. And I left from there and come back over that barn. And 44.
Yeah.
And I stayed there till about 54.
Yeah.
And farmed with him. I worked farm with him for about 8 years, and then I went to take our old cedar place at a balance of time. I stayed there. Worked by the day right to last and all. And I tried one on every sort of way.
Uh-huh.
Vernon Phillips is a man, I'm gonna tell you, and I don't care if the world know it. When you see him talking to a man, he done beat him out of something or other, he trying to beat him out of something or other. And the last crop I worked over there with him, yeah, my brother died. I worked over there, I know his name, I can think of it. Claude. I run the sawmill for him. He paid me $75 a week. Jake, my oldest boy.
$75 a week?
Yeah, well, I sawed and run the edge of anything and kept the whole thing running. That boy right there, if he was in service,